One Focus Radio.
Welcome to the show, it's Dyer's Daily. Keeping in the know, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got chat, we've got discussion, nice and slow. Ain't no rushing, reading emails and events. Sometimes he makes no sense. It's time to start the show, it's Dyer's Daily. He'll be there in a mo, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got plays, we've got interviews, even stuff that's in the news, local and otherwise. Come and try it on for size, it's Dyer's Daily.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, the Dyer's Daily podcast no less, for Monday the 4th of February 2019. Yes, indeed. We're well into February now, aren't we? And today I'm talking about my procrastination habit and music. I'll be talking about that in just a moment, but right now, here is our podcast of the week. Another podcast out there who sent us their promotion. Thank you very much. See you in a moment.
Go listen, download, and subscribe to the Dude Weekly Podcast. The Dude Weekly Podcast, a weekly comedy entertainment podcast where these dudes get together and do reviews of movies, music, crazy news, and funny product reviews. Oh yeah, and sports. You can go check them out today at their website, dudeweekly.com, DudeWeekly. You can also stream on SoundCloud. Go to soundcloud.com/dudeweekly. Already 10 episodes waiting for you to binge listen to. Make sure you repost, give them a like, share with your social networks as well. That's the Dude Weekly Podcast. You can also find them on Facebook at Dude Weekly and on Twitter at Dude_Weekly. That's DudeWeekly. Your new favorite comedy show, the Dude Weekly Podcast. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. A 253 production.
Dyer's Daily.
Do you know what? I have a little bit of a confession to make. I didn't want to sit down here and record today's podcast simply because beforehand I found myself stuck in a world full of music. I'm sure we've all done it. I'm one of the world's leading procrastinators. If you are in the club like me, of procrastinators, people who get completely distracted by music and end up getting kind of walking through it and just completely lost in a sea of genre and notes and rhythms and rhymes and all that sort of thing. And the thing is that on the 3rd of February, it was the 60th anniversary of what has become known as the day the music died, the day that unfortunately a plane crash involving Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, the Big Bopper, and the pilot sadly went down. And I found myself initially, because I'm quite a big Buddy Holly fan, I love his music, I found myself initially listening to his music and then thought to myself, oh, why don't I go and check out Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper, you know? And so I went to look, and of course, Ritchie Valens was only like 17, 18, something like that. And he was incredibly young. And it can be really easy to dismiss a lot of music from that era because it's kind of on the faddy side in occasion, especially with the Big Bopper. But you know what? The Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson, wrote some rather good songs. And I was quite surprised that apart from a couple of the really famous ones, others have not been covered down the years. Maybe that's something that someone can do at some point. Pay tribute to the Big Bopper. And you know, he was obviously quite a prolific songwriter. It's amazing what you find out, actually, when you do your music search, when you end up getting lost in these things. I'm constantly finding myself lost in music because I'm always finding out different stuff. It's always fascinating, isn't it? Right, here we go. Thank you very much for listening to Dyer's Daily. Please be sure to subscribe to Dyer's Daily on YouTube as well as on your favourite podcast provider. Oh, and while you're there, please rate and comment as well. You can also email us, dyersdaily@southwavesaudio.co.uk, if you have any messages for the show. Thank you very much for listening once again. My name is Jamie Dyer, and I shall see you on the next podcast. Have a great day. this is a South Waves Audio production.